don't see it, but my pine trees that grow, when you cut them down and they die down, they become to be fat, you know, like we call it lathered, but it's kindling. And they go and dig them up and let them dry. And nothing do. And at night, we put it by the fire, so make sure it be dry. Drag your match and just light up and burn real good. You don't have to put anything on it.
And what you do with that?
And stack your wood on top of it, and it began to burn. Just all day long, you add, you know, wood to it. And
what'd you put the wood in? Just
we had fire horses, they call it. It's two fingers stood in the fireplace to hold the wood from keeping laying flat on the surface. Mm-hmm. And it would put your kindling under that wood, and it would make it grow, make it burn.
And those big pieces of wood?
Just great big pieces. You get big, huge pieces and lay on top, and it just set there for... It would have fire maybe 4 or 5 hours from that one big piece of wood. Sometimes it lasts all day if it's quite big enough.
What'd you call each one of them?
Blocks. We call it blocks of wood.
And
or sticks of wood.
And did you ever hear it called something else?
Well, no. That's about what
we
call
it. Well, just a big round piece of wood with bark on it.
We just call it a block of wood. Well, it'd be oak sometimes. It's oak blocks or pine blocks or what have you, but we just call it.
All right. You never heard it called something like a log?
A log?
Huh?
Yeah. Call it log. Well, a log is something that we seldom had because we split it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Log would be a round piece that you put on there, but when I say a block, we've cut it in four pieces, you know, split it in four, and then it become a...
So how many blocks are there in a log?
Four. Well, you can make as many as you want. You can make 4, 6, or 8,
uh-huh,
according to how big your log is.
And what's that part of the fireplace that sticks out in the front of the room, that comes out into the room?
Some people call it a hearse, I think, don't they?
What would you call it?
I don't know. Apron of the fireplace? Is that?
And what's the smoke go up through?
The chimney.
And over the fireplace, there was a place you might have put a cloth.
A mantle piece.
And I know if you had to build a fire a lot, and I'm sure you did, if the weather was like it is today, was there left in the fire after the wood burn?
Ashes. You have to clear the ashes away.
And what's the stuff that was up in the
soot. A smut.
What did you call it?
Soot.
And what color is this paper?
What?
What color is this paper?
I would say it's off-white or gray. It's not white.
What color is that camera?
It's off-gray. It's gray, probably.
What about that? How about this piece of paper?
It's more white.
Now, what do you call that thing you're sitting in there?
Just a regular chair, sofa chair.
And what's that, what I'm sitting in?
Settee, we could call it settee or the sofa.
Uh-huh.
Long sofa.
Well, is there a difference in a settee and a sofa?
Yes, I think so.
What would the difference be?
Most of settees is divided. I think a sofa would be a big, long chair with no separate seats in it.
Right.
Just a big...
Well, what about the one in the living room?
That's a sofa, I would call it. It's got seats also.
All right. And do you know any other names for something like that?
They call them couch or something. Couch.
Now, in your bedroom...
Studio or something, a chair too, they call it that too.
All right. Now, in your bedroom, what furniture would you have in there?